UCtoday.com.
Hello and welcome to a very special episode of Out Loud. Today's episode was recorded during Gitech 2018, taking place in the Dubai World Trade Center. Gitech is a technology mega show. There are over 4,500 exhibitors showing all manner of technology, from cutting-edge robotics to virtual cricket games. Unified communication solutions are also on show, and during the event I visited the Avaya stand to understand more about their attendance at Gitech. I was joined by their managing director for the UK, Ewan McRae, and the founders of Formation Tech, Dan Cholerton and Mark Tyers. Formation are one of Avaya's most innovative cloud-focused partners, so the four of us were able to discuss the Gitech event and why it's so valuable for Avaya and their partners. Have a listen. So here we are at the Avaya stand, Gitech 2018. Ewan McRae, thank you for joining us on the podcast.
That's a pleasure. Thank you for joining us.
And I've also got the guys from Formation Tech. Dan, how are you doing?
Very well, thank you. Enjoying Dubai.
And Mark as well.
Oh, thanks, Patrick. Nice to see you.
Well, guys, thanks so much for joining me for a catch-up on Gitech. Ewan, let's start with you. Gitech, for my first time here, what's the main goals and focuses for Avaya at an event like Gitech?
Well, I think it's one of the large annual events we do, particularly in this region, but obviously now become a global. And it's Avaya's message out. Certainly, it's the start of our new financial year. We're very much focused around our contact centre. Voice is still key. Whether that be voice biometrics, voice as a communication tool. And it's really looking at a lot of the integration that we can do, both with ourselves, our open APIs, with third parties, and actually taking the next generation contact centre. So it's really what's the future is here, as it were, and it's looking into it. It's giving people a hands-on experience of exactly that.
And from a Formation perspective, obviously this is a Dubai-based event, you're a UK, but you have global presence. What's your main focus for attending alongside of Avaya an event like this?
Probably the biggest draw to Gitech, we'd heard good things about it for the last couple of years and not been, so we were quite interested, full stop, to just see the scale of it and the things that go on here. But particularly for Formation, where we are, is we're doing a lot more than just UC and CC now. We're looking at integration and doing more integration projects. So it's having the opportunity to meet some of these DevConnect partners and look at the opportunity. We've got like Salesforce integration, and we've got some of the elements of Breeze that we're actively working on now. So it was the integration side of things, as well as the just experiencing Gitech, that drew us here.
And are there particular integration technologies that you're looking at, or are you open to what customers are asking for and reacting to those?
Yeah, I think it's a timely event, actually, Gitech, for us, because you know we've spent the last couple of years really pushing the Avaya cloud story out there and had great success with it. And you know, I think it's clear that you know it's a very strong story, and there's a lot of legacy Avaya customers we've converted, and we've done very well at that. I think our strategy as a business is moving into that next layer, the real transformational piece. And in fact, looking at the partners that Avaya have here today, they are all based around different integrations, different technologies. So Dan mentioned Salesforce a minute ago. We're looking at Breeze for a number of customers. We've got a big insurance client we're working with at the moment that are looking to automate it off of their front ends. And you know, we can revolutionize these businesses and the way they work. And when you've got you know, large contact centers like insurance or sales businesses, you know, you can bring in you know, methodologies and transform the sort of digital journey. There's an enormous amount we can do. And actually, the partners that Avaya have over in Gitech have really opened up a lot of opportunities for us.
Yeah, that's really interesting. And Ewan, one thing that is clearly visible on the Avaya stand is how much importance you place on the use cases for some of the emerging technologies. I was looking at Alexa voice integration within the contact center that you've been working on. That's really important for you guys, isn't it, to be able to show a genuine use case rather than talk about a hypothetical technology?
Yeah, we thought it's important. Many vendors will go in about their current portfolio, what's coming up in the roadmap, and it's hypothetical to some extent. What Nadal chose to do in the wider Avaya team last year at Gitech as the first, and we've kept it this year, is you'll see around the stand a lot of our customers are actually come here and are actually showing us how they're using Avaya at their own business or organization day to day. So around the periphery of the stand are all our use cases. So live environments of our contact center, whether that be Oceana or Elite, our underlying UC and cloud technology, our third-party integrators, whether that be command and control, the finance, obviously Dubai Police at the end. So we're using use cases there, and in the core of the stand, we're actually showing how we can then use the likes of Alexa, common day household item, and actually how can you automate that voice command, voice being key, and automate a process behind it, Oceana, Breeze, and or third parties. So everything is real. You can touch it, use it, gain an experience, and actually go and speak to our customers live here at Gitech, how they use it day in, day out, and how we, Avaya, have transformed their business. So it's key.
And from a formation perspective, it's interesting for me to understand how many inquiries are you getting from customers for integrations like that?
Well, it's the opportunity has developed quite organically, actually. But if we look at Mark and myself, we're, in terms of how we run our business, we're very kind of process orientated and system. So kind of getting things set, you know, the foundation to kind of create a successful business. Once you start looking at the openness of vendors, the APIs, the SDKs, etc., and what that kind of presents any customer, it more starts to evolve. But because we're targeting mid-market customers, they're now starting to think like enterprise organisations, where they want to have these business processes and systems hooked together and operating seamlessly. And so as a result, they happen fairly organically. But most of our customer base, we are talking about a project that integrates with something, or you know, whether that's a basic thing like an integration into Skype for Business or an integration into Salesforce, to something a bit more clever that actually starts to use process automation from their other systems to start to find how their UC and their CC starts to make decisions.
From an emerging technology perspective, it's both yours and Avaya's responsibility, isn't it, to help customers to understand how they can use these technologies? Because effectively, if you have no understanding of a technology, it's difficult to see how it applies in your business. But if, as Johan was saying, if you can show a real use case to a customer, that's incredibly valuable, and they can interpret that in their own business in a different way.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, taking the customer on that journey, you know, starting on the sort of UC level, you know, we've got a number of customers we've just engaged with, and we've taken them on the cloud journey. But you know, a lot of these businesses have developed their own applications, whether it be CRMs or, you know, for their core businesses. And so rather than taking in the Avaya, you know, Equinox is a great product, but you know, we can actually take a lot of the sort of brains out of that through the SDKs and integrate that into a single pane, so the customer continue working with the CRM or the platform they are used to, their users work. They don't have to use a number of different applications. They can access the brains of what Avaya have in the background via those links, via those APIs, SDKs, and you know, it's a great user experience.
And that is a theme, I think, from the industry in general, in terms of there's much more collaboration in terms of organisations working together. And I was speaking to Nadal yesterday, and obviously he was saying, you know, that not one organisation cannot offer the entire technology stack, and that's something you're open to at Avaya, isn't it, and working with partners to help customers complete their entire technology solution.
Yeah, I mean, things have changed, right? You look at technology itself, it's far more open standard, more open APIs and SDKs. So the industry's changed, everyone starts collaborating with everyone. And where Avaya is now, where it came from, when people wanted basic ACD, a single vendor could do that. They could provide the PBX and an ACD and skill-based routing. Those days have long gone. We're in a very much customer experience, a digital transformation. A single vendor can no longer do everything a customer wants. You've got to open up and start integrating with all the cloud vendors, all the other AI providers, the IT providers, whether that be CRM, operating systems. So to get a solution that matches where the customer is, so they can give a customer experience, you are part of a solution. You've got to open API, and that's where you've seen Avaya A, open in terms of its integration capabilities, but a lot of the alliances we now have with the likes of Verint and Affinity and Cognito and a number of others. It's the only way a vendor can actually offer a solution is open and third-party integration.
And that must be incredibly encouraging for you guys at Formation to know that when your customers are coming to you and saying, oh, we want to be able to integrate this, that obviously you'll work with Avaya and they're open to enabling those solutions.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, you know, today, you know, the UC, the telephony side of things, is fairly easy to supply and for a customer to buy as well. So what we need to do is actually start to take that further into their business. And exactly that, the fact that Avaya have got not only kind of the tools and the kind of elements of applications that can sit to the side of the basic functionality, there's also these good partner community that we can have access to help us. We're talking to one over here that we've met over here about a particular project that they can add a huge amount of value to, with Avaya and Formation very much integral to that. So it's really exciting.
I think just to continue that point, actually, you know, looking at the old world of PBX sales, you know, Dan and I have been in that world before. When you're looking at feature sets, you'd get the Avaya would give you their list of features for a particular product. The competitor would have a list of features, and when you're selling it, you're comparing what one product does over another. And I think that with these developments and this open kind of standards, things like Breeze that we're doing a lot of work in, you can define those features. You can go to a customer and say, actually, you know, the underlying technology of Avaya is strong, it's got a lot of legacy, the cloud can be deployed in a number of different ways, But actually, it's not about one feature over another. It's, you know, us as a service provider, you know, we are the product. You know, we actually, you know, service is a big part of what we do. But being able to basically design features for a customer takes away that. It's a very different process, different engagement with the customer, and it's one we quite enjoy.
In this business, we haven't once done a telephone system demo, whereas in the old business, that used to be pretty much how you sold a phone system, and then they'd assess the features and they'd make a decision, and that was that. Now, that's kind of almost given. You know, the features, the basic features are kind of there. Now what the opportunity for the customer is that they got a platform that they can do so much more with, which is where this organic type conversation comes from. Because they, as a buyer, can now be really creative in the way they think about what they can do with it. And we can be creative and innovative in the way that we can start to position ideas that we can now actually deliver on, rather than these theoretical ideas that are out of reach because they used to be too expensive for development teams to come in and build them. Now they're accessible. So it's a great opportunity for us and our customers to actually be creative in terms of the way they use their technology.
That's really interesting, and you're absolutely right. Historically, there's been sort of a feature list, it does this, but now the capabilities are so much more open, as we were talking about before, for a customer to interpret that and realise, oh, actually, we can utilise this platform and develop this, and so on and so forth.
I mean, you can take it in the direction you want to take it. It's you know, it's open standards and integrations. It is as far and as wide as your imagination can go, really.
And, you know, I know from an Avaya perspective, that's incredibly important, isn't it, in terms of customer feedback. And Nadal was saying yesterday that a lot of the stuff on show here is a direct result of conversations that were had last year at Jitech and other conversations with customers, and you have developed from those initial discussions.
Yeah, very much. There's no point a vendor designing technology and having an R&D roadmap because it thinks by itself that is what our customers want. It has completely changed the approach that our R&D of Avaya have taken. We listen directly to our customers and to our partners. So if you know, working with Dan and Mark, what do their customers want? What do Formation want? What do we need to provide Formation to succeed in the customer and stay ahead of our competition? It's that feedback that goes directly to Chris McGugan and our R&D team, and that then is the technology we bring forward. So a lot of what's here today is based on discussions we had at Jitech last year, and subsequently since we've written that into our portfolio, we've written the capability for third parties to integrate, and that's what we're showing. So we're showing what people have asked us for, and we're showing that we can do it, but not PowerPoint, not smoke and mirrors, not fictitious. It's actually here where they can see it, touch it, use it, go back to their organisation tomorrow and actually start integrating it if they so wish.
Well, Ian, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast, and also Dan and Mark from Formation. Thanks so much.
Pleasure. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks, Patrick.
Thanks very much. Nice to see you.
Massive thanks to Avaya for letting me record the podcast on their very busy stand during the Jitech event. And, of course, a big thanks for Ioan, Mark and Dan for explaining why the event is so important for them. If you want to know more about the Jitech event, you can find more information on the website at uctoday.com. And also there is loads more information there about Formation and their work alongside Avaya. That's it for today, though. But as always, thanks for listening.